Torah 101 Daily. Today is October 16th. We want to welcome you as we open up the perfect Torah of God. The ancient sages said that there are things that have no measure or no limit. They said honoring one's father and mother, acts of kindness, and bringing peace between a man and his fellow. But the study of Torah is equal to them all. Great quote. We'll be reading from the Complete Jewish Bible, the CJB, which is readily available in printed form, or you can find it online or within your Bible study app if you're using one. Today we are in the book of Genesis, once again, chapter 1, verse 24, through chapter 2, verse 3. The portion known as Bereshit, the Parasha, Bereshit. Beginning in verse 24, God said, "Let the earth bring forth each kind of living creature, each kind of livestock, crawling animal, and wild beast." And that is how it was. Notice the voice of God speaking things into existence at their right time, just like in life. When God is ready to move and to bring a new day into our world, it'll only happen when He's ready and when He speaks it forth. Wait on Him for His timing. God made each kind of wild beast, verse 25, each kind of livestock, and every kind of animal that crawls along the ground. And God saw that it was good. So the sixth day of creation, we see the animal world and now humanity being brought into existence. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, in the likeness of ourselves. And let them rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the air, and the animals, and over all the earth, and over every crawling creature that crawls on the earth." So the creation, or the bringing forth of humankind, people, notice, created in our image, God speaking to Himself. The ancient rabbis believed He was speaking to the angels. However, we are created in the likeness of God and not in the likeness of angels. So this is an interesting verse because it seems to depart from the absolute oneness of God to an idea that God is represented by different persons of that oneness. Something to think about. It is yet to be fully explained or fully understood. These are one of those things that we will have to wait for further information on. Who is He speaking to? Clearly, as it goes on here in verse 27, that God created humankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. So unlike every other aspect of creation, which were spoken into existence by commandment, humanity is brought into existence in a mold, like a die. The ancient Rabbi Akiva said that like a coin, man was pressed in a mold, and the mold was in the image or the likeness of God. We were given the ability to create and to understand with depth creation. We were the only part of God's creation that were given a living soul, a spiritual being like God. And that is why human beings feel so incomplete in life unless they are reconnected to God in a spiritual sense, because that is the unique way you were created, to be a spiritual entity and to have a spiritual communion, a spiritual relationship with the one who brought you forth. And God blessed them, verse 28 says, after creating male and female. It says in verse 27, God blessed them, which is also unique, the blessing of God upon humanity. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. So similar to the fish and the birds, we are given the commandment to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, but also to subdue it. There's a responsibility of oversight that's given to us that is also very unique to humanity. And God help us to be good managers and wise managers, and to protect and preserve what God has given us to manage over. Take good care of the earth, we might say. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and every living creature that crawls on the earth. And clearly, this is reality. We do have a certain specific authority over everything else on the planet. Then God said, here, throughout the whole earth, I am giving you as food every seed-bearing plant and every tree with seed-bearing fruit, and to every wild animal, bird in the air, and creature crawling on the earth, in which there is a living soul. I am giving as food every kind of green plant, and that is how it was. So everything alive in the animal world and the birds, creeping things, and human beings were given plants and fruit to eat. In our original design, we were designed as vegetarian. I'm not going to say that that is the only correct way to live now, but we'll see later that the consumption of other animals came as a result of the fall of man, and also animals eating one another came as the result of the fall. So originally, our systems were designed, our digestive systems were designed for plant-based eating. Verse 31 says, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So there was evening and there was morning, a sixth day. Chapter 2, verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, along with everything in them. And on the seventh day, God was finished from his work which he had made. So he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day. So the second blessing we read about here, the blessing on humanity, and a unique blessing on the seventh day, very specific blessing. No other day of the week received a special blessing from God in the act of creation. The ancient sages believed that although the Sabbath, the seventh day, or Shabbat in Hebrew, was the last in order of creation, actually it was the first in his mind before he began creation, because it was a unique and special day blessed by God and separated it as holy, verse 3, because on that day, and here's the reason, because on that day God rested from all his work which he had created so that itself could produce. So the resting from all his work and all creation, and we're going to see in the coming weeks the importance that God places on that seventh day as a day of complete rest from work and from creating. And so much to be said about the Shabbat, the rest of the seventh day. Shabbat is a blessed day and a day of total rest. And I often encourage people to try it. So few ever take a 24-hour period from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, where they just rest. They rest their minds from electronics and from gadgets and from computers and phones, and just focus on their families and on the Lord. And imagine if you could do that. Take a complete 24-hour period and just rest. Don't create anything. Don't work your regular routine. Just rest. How much different your life would look. Yeshua, the Messiah, said that the seventh day was given for man's sake, not man's sake for the Sabbath. The purpose behind the Sabbath, the Shabbat, was given for man's benefit. God wanted to give you something, to give us something. Are we entering into it? Try it. Try it for a few weeks, taking that one period of time and just rest. Focus on the Lord. Study his word. Torah 101 Daily. I wanted to add that if you have any questions that come up through these teachings, feel free to email those to me through our website, Torah101daily.com. And I'd be glad to answer those questions on the podcast for everyone to hear. And so feel free to communicate with us that way. Also, Facebook, Torah 101 Daily, we have a Facebook page, and you're more than welcome to message me through the Facebook page. Ask away, and I'd be glad to attempt to answer your questions on our podcast here every day. So signing off, till tomorrow. Blessings of God's word, his Torah, be upon you. Torah 101 Daily.